Care workers have been out in force today protesting on streets across the Motu over low pay rates. The government has offered a 3% pay rise, but workers say that's a slap in the face. They say it's insulting after they've worked through a pandemic and now face the rising cost of living. Our reporter Tom Kitchen has more.
United! Chants were heard across the country today, workers yelling, drivers honking their horns as they demanded better pay. Care and support workers' pay rates, which are set by law, will soon expire. Their unions say the government is offering a 70 cent an hour pay rise. In Hastings, care worker and union member Tamara Badalese found out what you can buy with that.
It gets you a 3B1 notebook, or two small onions, or a chupa chup, that'll feed the family, or one banana, or a couple of carrots, or two potatoes. That's really going to feed a family, isn't it?
She feels undervalued, underappreciated and taken for granted.
The 70 cent an hour pay offer they've given us is a slap in the face for all the hard work and experience and skills that we as support workers and rest home workers and residential disability care workers have.
In New Plymouth, Multiple Sclerosis New Zealand coordinator and former care worker Kelly Davey is devoted to her job.
Physically demanding, emotionally demanding. You're looking after other people's loved ones, and you know, I do that with love and heart and passion because I treat people how I would like my loved ones to be treated.
Sue Carter is an ETU organiser in New Plymouth. She says the government offer isn't enough and laws haven't addressed all the issues.
Because it didn't solve any of the problems. It hasn't solved the staffing ratios. It hasn't solved that some staff are working 16-hour shifts. It hasn't solved the pressure that they have on when there's only two staff to 29 residents. They need to be valued for that.
In Auckland, New Zealand nurses organisation Kai Whakahaere Kerenuku has also been protesting.
As you can see, we've got a group of healthcare workers, and if you look at the people that are protesting, predominantly older, middle class women. That's not okay that we continue to undermine the health workforce, and that's what this is out about today.
She has a direct message for the government.
70 cents, how disgusting. Get back to the table and start to negotiate around equal pay. That's all that they're asking for, is fair. Fairness, equity, the same thing that you expect when you are a patient in the wards, in the aged care facilities. Care and respect, and that's what they're asking for.
The call for the government to act is also coming from employers. NZ Health Group is the largest community health service provider, employing around 11,000 people. Its managing director, Josephine Gagan, says it won't be good for her staff.
What's being proposed at the moment from the government is really just not acceptable and is going to put our staff in a really difficult situation. They're going to have to choose as to whether they leave or they do continue working in the sector and making a difference to these vulnerable people.
Health Minister Andrew Little says he's working with officials, unions and employers to secure, in his words, a modest pay rise for these workers. This will be on top of the 2% rise they got at the end of last year. He promises he'll work with them beyond that to get real pay equity.